You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network.
In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the five types of salespeople. This is an incredibly important episode for anybody who's in business or is an entrepreneur who wants to get in business. Or if you're in sales now, you're going to want to make sure that you listen to this and find out where you are on the five levels of selling.
Sign up for the next Titanium Live event in February before it sells out. Seats are going fast. At the last Titanium Live, Armand Sadeghi announced a new concept for all Titanium events called No One Left Behind. This means that you can attend any of Armand's events for as little as $1 if that's all you can afford. No questions asked. Just go to TitaniumSuccess.com and you can name your own price. Please use the promo code TITANIUMLIFE. This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armand Sadeghi.
Welcome to my podcast, everyone. Today, I've got a really exciting topic for you. We're going to be talking about sales and the different types of salespeople. I'm so excited to do this because for so many years in my life, I've been told by people that I am not much of a salesperson. And when I hear that, I love it because what it tells me is that I'm doing a really good job when it comes to sales. In reality, the worst salespeople in the world are the people we think of as being good salespeople. Why? Because you watch these movies, for example, and you see these car salesmen, right, who are all who've got this like dazzly thing to them, and you know, they say the right things and they put pressure on people. Well, the reality of it is this, guys. The best salespeople in the world are not people like that. Those sleazy salespeople never get anywhere when it comes to selling. Now, they do better than the people who just sit around not doing anything. But trust me, that is not the way to be a great salesperson. In fact, the way to be a great salesperson, of course, is to sell from your heart, is to sell because you know that the product or service that you are offering adds value to someone else's life. Now, this episode is not about that aspect of selling. And it's something that I would say probably my strongest suit is that when I'm selling something, first of all, I would never sell something I don't believe in. Number two, when I'm selling something I believe in, I make sure that I'm sold first. You see so many people who are in sales and they're not sold on the product that they're trying to sell and they wonder why they struggle. See, no matter how hard you try to be insincere, at the end of the day, if you're not sold on your own product, you're not going to be able to sell it to someone else. So what I want to talk to you about today is something really unique about sales, something that I don't believe any other author on sales and anybody else out there is talking about right now. And if you're in sales, you're in customer service, you own your own business, or you want to get into any of those three things, I would listen very, very carefully, okay? There are five types of salespeople, and I'm going to introduce all five of them to you. And as I introduce these five types of salespeople to you, you're going to start to notice which one of these better describes you. And I'm hoping you're further along the line. So if you identify yourself with the first type of salesperson, that's probably not a good thing. We want to push you along to get you to a level five salesperson. And that's what this thing's going to be about. So here we go. Let's start with the number one type of salesperson. This is someone who's selling at level one. Level one salespeople are what I call laydown-based sellers. Now, where does laydown come from? This comes back from my days back in the early and mid-90s. Well, early 90s, I was a salesperson at Montgomery Ward's and at Circuit City. And a laydown was when someone walked in and essentially said, I worked in the computer department selling computers, and people would sometimes walk in and go, hi. My kid's going away to college tomorrow, and I need a laptop for him. Listen, you're going to make a sale today. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how bad you are. You are making a sale today when someone walks in and says that, right? Or it's 3 days before Christmas, and you work at Nordstrom selling shoes, and someone comes in, some man comes in and says, hi, I need to get a gift for my wife. Can you please help me out? I really need to get her a pair of shoes. She says she wanted some shoes, and they name you some brand. Listen, you're going to make a sale. I don't care how bad you are, you're going to make a sale. It almost doesn't even matter what you have in inventory, right? Because they'll just buy whatever you have, and that's a laydown. Now, so many salespeople are laydown-based sellers. What that means is they sit around and wait for buyers to come to them. Now, depending on the company you work for, you may or may not have the kind of business where you're getting people coming to you on a consistent basis where they're actually coming to you and saying, hey, I want to buy some of your product. I want to buy your services. And you see in companies where leads come in on a regular basis, what you see is you see a lot of these salespeople, they become laydown-based sellers because it's so much harder to go out there and hunt for new business that what they do is they realize that if they just sit around and they don't hunt long enough, eventually sales will come to them. And this is the number one thing that kills salespeople, because they know that leads are going to come to them anyways, and so they don't go out there and sell. Where in other businesses, what you see is there are no leads coming in. And sometimes this is the best thing that can happen to a salesperson, because now they have to go out there and generate their own leads, right? There's no false hope of sitting back and praying that leads are going to come to them. Now, if you're a laydown based seller, let me tell you, you are not a salesperson. At best, you are a good customer service person, and you've got to move on from this level. This is a horrible place to be, because what it means is that the only time you can sell is when someone comes to you asking you for your product and service. If you don't know how to go out there and get your own leads, you're not going to appreciate the leads that are going to come to you easy. So let's move on to level two. Level two is called handoff-based sellers. Now, who are handoff-based sellers? I'll tell you, these are the people that when you ask them at the end of the day how their day went, what they'll tell you is they'll consistently tell you about these proposals that they've sent out. They'll be like, oh, well, I'm waiting on the proposal from XYZ company. And yeah, I sent out this proposal to these people, and I sent out this proposal to these other people. I made a presentation to this company. And they're always talking about what I call lower sales funnel activity. Now, we're not specifically talking about the details of a sales funnel here, but what it is, these are the things that happen later in a sales process, but these are lower level, but they're not the actual level of actually selling. When you talk to these people, they don't typically talk to you about prospecting, which is a higher function up on the sales funnel, right? And they don't talk to you about closing sales, which is all the way at the bottom of the sales funnel. They talk about this kind of proposal thing. Now, why is it that they focus on this? Well, because a lot of people get names of potentially interested parties, and what they do is they'll send them an email, they'll send them a proposal, they'll make a presentation or something, and then they sort of just sit back and hope that this thing's going to come through, all right? These are the second worst types of salespeople. They're better than laydown-based sellers, trust me, because at least they're getting proposals out there, but they're still not the kind of people who are actually going to succeed. So then we go to level three. Level three is what I call prayer-based selling. Now, believe it or not, prayer-based sellers do better than handoff-based sellers. What do I mean? Well, handoff-based sellers, they do just that. They hand things off to the customer, right? To the potential client. They just say, hey, here's a proposal, and then they sit around and wait for the client to come back to them. Now, prayer-based sellers do something a little different. They focus actually on the very, very top of the sales funnel. You know you have a prayer-based seller when you ask them, how was your day? They're like, oh, today I had a great day. Well, what'd you do? Oh, I went to the Chamber of Commerce meeting and I met like 25 people. And then what I did is I did this luncheon. And during the luncheon, I met these two guys who work for this company. I think they could be an excellent company for us to work with. Oh, and then after work, when we went out to go out with friends, you know, I met this guy who owns this huge company. And I think they could definitely be a client. See, what they're doing is they're focusing on the very, very first step of the sales funnel. But I call it prayer-based selling, because their whole hope, if they meet enough people and they get enough people to the top of their sales funnel, they sort of just sit around and pray that the rest of it works out. And in fact, believe it or not, that is a much better way of selling than handoff-based selling. Okay? So you get to level three here, where you're not just sitting around waiting for leads to come to you, right? And you're not just constantly focused on how many proposals did I make. You're now focusing on how many people you're getting into the top of the sales funnel. See, when you do that, when you're focused on the top of the sales funnel, you have a much, much better chance of succeeding in sales. Because if you get enough people into the top of your sales funnel, I assure you, you're going to make a lot more sales than the people who are after laydowns, and you're going to make way more sales than the people who do nothing but focus on sending out proposals. Now, the reasons for that are completely separate, but when you see this in reality, you'll see it. If you ask the salespeople that you know, sort of ask them what kind of a day they had, based on their answer, you can see this. Those who tell you about all the people they met typically are much better salespeople than the ones who tell you about proposals and the ones who tell you that, you know, they don't tell you this, but they're sitting around waiting for a laydown to come in. So, fourth type of sales, and these are the people who are at level four, this is results-based selling. What's results-based selling? And by the way, this is not the best way to sell, but it is a heck of a lot better than laydowns, handoff-based, and prayer-based. What results-based sellers do is when you ask them, what kind of a day did you have? They're either going to tell you they had a good day or a bad day. And when you ask them why, it's always going to involve how many sales they made. Like when you say, how was your month last month? They'll be like, oh, it was terrible. Why? Well, I only made about 10 grand in sales, right? Or you say, hey, how was your week last week? Oh, I had a great week. Why? See, they never tell you, oh, I sent out this many proposals. Oh, I met this many people. They're like, I sold X amount of dollars, right? How was last week? Oh, last week was amazing. I did $40,000 in sales, right? Or how was last week? oh, it was terrible. And then when you say why, they don't say, oh, well, because I only sent out two proposals, or, oh, well, this and that. They may have sent out proposals during the time that you talked to them, but they don't count that as making the week a great week. Do you see the difference here? The subtle difference with the last three types that I've gone over here is handoff-based sellers are focusing on the lower parts of the sales funnel. The prayer-based sellers are focused on the top of the sales funnel. Results-based sellers are focused on the absolute bottom of the sales funnel. So what you get is the worst place to be looking is sort of in that lower end of the funnel, but not all the way at the bottom. Then the next one is looking at the very top. And then finally, you have the people who are better than both of those, and they're looking at the very, very last step, which gets us to the best types of salespeople. Who are the best types of salespeople? Well, they're what I call funnel-based sellers. Funnel-based sellers are the people who are focused on their funnel activity, which means they actually put 1, 2, 3, and 4 together. So whenever you ask them, how was your day? How was your week? How was your month? They rarely give you a single answer. See, they don't tell you how much sales they made because they realize that the sales they made this week was as a result of some of the proposals they sent out last week. And the proposals they sent out last week was as a result of the people they met at the Chamber of Commerce meeting last month. And they realize that not all of the leads are people they have to go prospect to. Some leads find them. So they're focused on how many incoming leads they had and what sort of percentage they have in terms of converting those. And so they're typically giving you funnel-based numbers. So what that means when you ask, how was your day yesterday? You'll never get a simple answer. The answer will be something like, yeah, you know, I think I had a really good day. I made about 100 calls. You know, I set up myself about 4 presentations and it looks like I made 1 sale. I'm really excited. That brings my total sales for this month up to $25,000. See, they've got numbers. They're very fact-oriented. They're very much about the various different aspects of the process. And without even knowing it many times, they're telling you their sales funnel. And some of these people have never even heard of what a sales funnel is. And now let me simplify this and talk about it in terms of a retail location. So now you talk to someone who works at Nordstrom's, right? And if you're asking them how their day went, they're focused on how many people they talked to, how many people they had try on shoes, and how much sales they made, right? And they'll probably give you some kind of numbers on how many people they followed up with who maybe haven't been in the store for 6 months or something like that, right? So they're giving you all of these numbers. Now, where do these numbers come from? Well, they come from having an established sales funnel. Now, I'm going to tease you guys here because the next episode is when I'm actually going to talk about a sales funnel. And I'm going to do something I've never done before with sales funnels, which is I'm going to simplify your sales funnel to just 4 steps. Typically, my sales funnels have 5, 6, 7, 8 steps. But what I found in working with people is that this is a little difficult for some people to handle. So in the next episode, I'm actually going to get into the actual steps of this simplified sales funnel that has 4 steps. And I believe that these 4 steps of this sales funnel are all that you need in 95% of businesses. So let's go back and do a quick review of all this before I send you off and I get you back in a few days to learn about the specifics of a sales funnel. 5 types of salespeople: laydown-based sellers, handoff-based sellers, prayer-based sellers, results-based sellers, and funnel-based sellers. With the concept being that the best salespeople in the world are those who track the various steps of their sales funnel that leads to them selling, right? If you want to be a great business person, and this is a podcast that's targeted towards people like you who are entrepreneurs or want to be entrepreneurs, I want you to understand you're going to have to learn to sell. You're going to have to learn to be a good salesperson because no matter how good your product or service is, if you don't know how to sell it to people, people will never get the benefits of your product or service. I've got an event coming up, Titanium Live. That's my passion. I love it. And we don't even make any money doing it, but it's what I love to do. But you have to understand, I still have to get out there and sell to get people to come to this event, which is, by the way, one of the reasons why I'm mentioning it to you now. I want you to come to my event. Come to Titanium Live. Spend 3 days investing in yourself and taking your life to a level like you never thought possible. Find out what the science is behind success, because that's what I'm all about, giving you the science behind success. But let me tell you, I have to sell. It doesn't matter that my events literally save people's lives, save people's businesses, save people's relationships. I still have to sell them. So if you want to be a great salesperson, learn that you're going to have to tackle sales at all of these different levels, and you're going to need to track your results. In the next episode, we'll get into the details. Hey, I love you guys. I'm so excited that you're on this journey with me. If you've got a business or you're in sales, this is massively, massively adding value to what you do every day. And I'm so appreciative of the fact that you've trusted me with this time and joined me on this journey. I'll talk to you in a couple of days. I love you guys, and I want to always remind you, lead with your heart. Level one salespeople are what I call You know, literally, I lose about 10 pounds at every Titanium Live after 3 days. Like 10 pounds. It's the craziest thing. But it's because I don't eat and I'm just going nonstop. But yeah, it's good stuff. I think people are trying to throw buckets of water at me. But part of it is to wash off the tomatoes that people have thrown at me. But, you know, it's good. It works out. But yeah, I do drink a lot of water. You have to. When you're going through a day like that, it's crazy. 36 hours nonstop. Not good.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Siddegi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.